Forbidden Love is a hugely popular Turkish television soap opera. And Forbidden is about right, because now the Arab world's largest private broadcaster has stopped showing Turkish television programmes and, most importantly, the hugely popular Turkish soaps. A spokesman for the Dubai-based MBC Group simply said there is a decision to remove all Turkish drama off several TV outlets in the region. As tensions rise between Turkey and Saudi Arabia, some see this as a move to limit Turkey's soft power in the region. Dan Damon spoke to Alev Scott, a Turkish writer and author of Turkish Awakening, a personal discovery of modern Turkey. She began by telling him about the appeal of Forbidden Love.
That was just huge. And in fact, some episodes were watched even more outside Turkey than they were within Turkey. So it's important to remember just how much regional appeal these soap operas have. In fact, Saudi has acted before. A Saudi cleric spoke out about how immoral these shows were, especially when people were watching them during Ramadan after iftar, after the fast-breaking meal in the evenings. So there is a sense that these shows are almost too popular in a cultural sense, not just in a political sense, which obviously this latest decision is connected to.
I mean, some soap operas, I don't know about these ones, can be crimes against good taste, but what are these particular soap operas accused of doing to undermine society?
Well, the charges are always quite vague for obvious reasons. The clerics don't want to get into the salacious details, but there's kissing on screen, there's forbidden love. It's all designed to be sort of pleasantly titillating for the average viewer. The appeal, I think, is explained by the fact that Turkey is both relatable and slightly exotic, slightly more westernized than the average Saudi or Emirati audience in this case. So they can relate to what they see, but it's not quite as alienating as, say, a Western soap. So one of the knock-on effects of the popularity of these Turkish soap operas in the Middle East is that it drives tourism in a huge way. I mean, I lived in Turkey for several years, and even I noticed the huge rise in Gulf tourists to Turkey, because what they do is they see these amazing sets on screen and they want to visit.
Not just in terms of its financial achievements, but in terms of its influence as well, because I guess these soap operas are very good at creating good feelings about Turkey
totally.
As a regional power.
Absolutely. They're hugely influential. And what's really interesting is to look at the countries where they're most popular, because when you look at it on the map, it's like this sort of digitalized renaissance of the Ottoman Empire. They're hugely popular in the Balkans, Central Asia, they're very popular, and the Middle East. And the key to them being so popular in the Middle East was the decision to dub them or subtitle them into the Syrian dialect of Arabic, which is the most commonly spoken, understood. So they really have huge mass appeal. There was a show called Nur, which the two central characters, the lovers, their names became very popular as baby names in the Middle East off the back of that show. That's how much influence they have.